Welcome to Whitley Penn Talks. On this special episode of our WP Care series, we're sitting down with Emily Landry, Senior Manager of Tax and Client Accounting and Advisory Services. Emily also serves as our nonprofit industry leader, and she has invited our special guest today, Gloria Moncrief Holmston, talking to us a little bit more about the Moncrief Cancer Institute of UT Southwestern.
Gloria, thank you so much for your time to be here this morning with us. I have had the honor of getting to work with Moncrief Cancer for a while, so I know a little bit about the organization. But for anyone who hasn't worked with the organization or taken part in some of the resources they offer, could you just tell us a little bit more about what Moncrief does for the community?
Well, thank you so much for having me and hosting me today. And I'm very excited to talk about Moncrief Cancer Center and Moncrief Medical Center that we're so blessed to have in Fort Worth. And they are both affiliated with UT Southwestern in Dallas. And Moncrief Cancer Center specifically is part of the Harold Simmons Cancer Institute, which is a nationally recognized institute by the Cancer Board of the United States. And we are happy to be able to provide services to our local people and in and around Fort Worth so that you don't necessarily have to go all the way to Dallas to get cancer screening done or cancer treatment done. And with both of those things, there are a lot of screenings that are provided here in Fort Worth and treatment options for both insured and non-insured patients. And so it's a wonderful place to be. And it's a really happy place. And I have had quite a bit of experience there myself for screening personally. And then my father had cancer and was treated here. And it was a lovely experience. I just hope that we can share that with the community and everybody knows that this is a resource for them.
So would you tell us about your role with the organization? What specifically you do?
Yes, I'm on the Moncrief Foundation, Cancer Foundation board. So I'm a board member and the foundation supports the Institute. So it was endowed by my family many years ago. My great-grandfather, Monty Moncrief, and his wife, Elizabeth, started the foundation because their granddaughter, also named Monty, was diagnosed at 6 years old with leukemia. And unfortunately, she lost her battle to cancer, but it inspired them to put some money together to form the foundation. And that has grown into the support for this institute and why we were able to bring it here and why we have the partnership with UT Southwestern, which is just really wonderful. So we're very proud as a family to be able to support cancer research and cancer screening and prevention, and of course have the UT Southwestern presence here in our community. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, we thank your family for taking what was a tragic situation and turning it into something so beloved and important to our community. As you mentioned, the drive from Fort Worth to Dallas can make it tricky to get some services you might otherwise need, and having that in our backyard has been really beneficial. We've talked a little bit about some of the services the organization provides. You've mentioned in particular some screenings preventatively that you've done. Would you share more with us about that?
Yes. So I think that we all know to be healthy right now in our lives, and exercise and eating right and not smoking are things that can keep us healthy. But I have realized over the last decade that the other thing that we all need to promote is, you know, annual healthcare checkups. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of things that can be prevented by eating right and being healthy and not smoking. But if you catch cancer early, your likelihood of having successful treatment and survival is much higher. Mm-hmm. So I think that one of the things that I hope a good message for today is to remind people to do their preventative screening. And as women, we need to do two things every year. We need to get a mammogram and we need to get our cervical lady checkup. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's very hard. We all get busy and you forget to do that or you push it off. But I think it's really important that we all remember to do that. And my personal experience at Moncrief is it's a lovely one. I go every year. I'm 41. So now I go every year for my mammogram and it's a pleasant experience. There's wonderful people. It's very easy to park. It's easy to get in and out. All the things that you want to make it a nice, happy moment, because nobody likes to do that. And nobody likes to go to the doctor in particular. But when it's a pleasant experience and it's an easy experience, I think it makes you it much easier to go. So I hope that people will remember that. But so in addition to breast screening and cervical screening, Moncrief also provides colorectal screening, lung screening, and prostate cancer screening. So all of those specifically are cancers and areas where cancers spread, where there is really good treatment and you can be cured or go into remission if you catch it early. So that is just so important. And Moncrief provides these services for those reasons. And they're relatively easy screens. You know, this isn't going to take a lot of time and they're there. So not only do they provide that at the actual building at the center, but Moncrief also has a big 18-wheeler truck that goes around in the neighborhoods to provide a lot of these screenings too. So if it's inconvenient for you to get over by the hospitals to the institute, you know, look for the big truck coming close to your neighborhood. And those services, if you are not insured and if you qualify for them as a non-insured, then you get to do those for free. So that is a very important message too. Like you don't, you know, you might qualify even if you're not insured. And so don't hesitate to find out the information and look us up and look for that truck. And go do it, and you'll help yourself and your family for sure.
You said some really important things in the past couple sentences you gave us. Number one, you're a very young 41 years old, and you've made it a priority to go get screened. One thing that you and I talked about kind of in preparation for today is how valuable it is for young ladies to get screened. Do you think that breast cancer is something that might be on your horizon, but it's better to know each year if you have an irregular test result. It may or may not indicate cancer is present, but that early detection leads to the most successful outcome that the doctors can provide. One thing that you also mentioned that I want to emphasize is my mom has talked about how frustrating her experience is with her mammogram trying to park at the hospital. And I have said over and over again how, number one, the facility is beautiful. It's a very peaceful, calming facility. But it's also incredibly easy to access the facility and to park at the facility. So don't let things like having to come downtown or thinking about paying to park at the hospital or going through those things cross your mind. This is a very easy thing to check off of your to-do list and to take the time to invest in your health and wellness, not just for yourself, but for your family. So I have seen on the Instagram page, which I am an avid fan of, some really wonderful recipes. And I am not the cook in my family. My husband will attest to that. But there's so many interesting recipes that provide a little bit of healthy guidance and very easy to prepare. Are there any other things that Moncrief shares as part of their educational mission for a healthy lifestyle?
Yes. No, absolutely. There's a lot of support for the families. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you just mentioned, I think that, you know, unfortunately, cancer touches all of us in some way and some time in our life. And I have been touched by it from a very young age. And I have been involved for a very young age. So I may know way more about cancer than anyone ever would want to know. just by my own personal experiences. And I, you know, unfortunately with the disease, we've learned that, you know, you're really going to have close contact with it at some point in your life. Everybody is. And so I think knowing how to support, whether it's a direct relative or a direct friend, or a distant friend, I think knowing how to support them and pointing them direction of support is so important. And that's one of Moncrief's goals. You know, everybody realizes that, you know, when someone diagnosed with cancer, like the whole family is affected. And so when you have to go to a place for treatment, what you're just mentioning, being able to park easily is so important. Being able to get in and out easily is so important. And I actually helped my grandfather when designing the buildings when we were working on it. And that was one of the things that he thought about. And also soothing colors inside, pretty paintings. When he took his daughter who had cancer at 6 years old to be treated, it was in a very old, very sad room, and she was scared to death at 6 years old. So all of these things play into how you feel, how you get better, how your experience is, and whether or not you want to come back. And all of those things have been thought of when with Moncrief. And everybody wants it to be easy, and you want to have access to this nutrition, like you're mentioning, these recipes, and there's nutritionists, and there's therapists, and there's all kinds of extra services for mental health and things that, you know, that go into being treated for cancer, and things that, you know, a long time ago people didn't think about, but now we realize that your overall health while you're getting treatment is so important, and that your overall health of the people that are helping take care of you. So I think that is such an important part. And, you know, the people that run Moncrief just do such a great job of making everything easy and welcoming. And we just need to make sure everybody knows that it's there and it's available to everybody. And yes, I am young and happy that I'm 41, but, you know, I know more than anyone, you know, you just have to take care of yourself and have to do this. And there's a lot of cancer in my family. And, you know, you just, when that happens, you really have to be more on top of things. And so it's not fun as it is. You just, it kind of has become part of my routine, you know, and go to the dentist, go to the doctor, and go to Moncrief to get your mammogram done every year. It's just part of it now. So I hope that it can become that for most people in the community.
I really love what you said about caring for the caregivers in the family. Of course, you have a very well-equipped team with nutritionists, doctors, therapists, but then the family members still do have that burden of caring for someone, and having those little things to take care of them is such a beautiful gift y'all are giving back. Do you have any new initiatives you would like to share with the community?
Yes, I think that one of the things that's really neat about Moncrief is we like to take care of people from beginning to end with their journey, whether it's if they're diagnosed with cancer or if they're just always being screened. So, and it is a journey. You know, if you are diagnosed with cancer, it is quite an undertaking, and there are a lot of people, not only your family and friends that are involved, but a lot of care that goes into that. So we hope, and I know everyone hopes, that early detection will, you know, either catch cancer early, or the screens will, you know, hopefully prevent cancer from coming. And I think visiting the Institute every year remind you to stay up on, you know, what are other things that I could do for myself to help prevent cancer or screen and catch it early. But then if you are diagnosed and you do go through treatment, you know, we hope everybody is able to go into remission and that the cancer is treated successfully. And then at that point in someone's journey, the Moncrief is now going to provide a primary care physician to people. So you will have access to your annual checkup at the Institute, and then those people will be able to communicate directly with the oncology team that has helped you for whatever reason. So that's something new and great. And another example of that would be if you're a pediatric cancer patient and grown into adulthood and need and are in remission from cancer and need a primary care physician that's no longer pediatric, this would be the place that you could go, and someone that could keep an extra eye on knowing your history and really take care of you through your continued journey of hopefully a very healthy, long life post-cancer. So those are the goals, is a healthy, happy journey, good, successful treatment, and a long life after cancer. That's what everyone hopes and prays for, and that's why this is here.
So beautiful. How could we get more involved with the organization?
I think that community support and word of mouth is so important. And, you know, donating back and giving to this institution is so important. So if you have anyone that you know that needs any service, please send them. And if you don't, support us in other ways, if you're able, and easily just follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Moncrief Cancer is the tag. And I think that, you know, just knowing, and there's information that's posted a lot that hopefully is beneficial to people, but, you know, everybody appreciates giving back, and this is a great place to give to if you so desire. But otherwise, just the information that hopefully we can provide to you that would maybe be helpful in one way or another, and sending people there that may not have insurance. If people reach out for help, just know that, you know, there are many options for the uninsured, and a lot of free options and free screening and treatment too. So, you know, no one should be discouraged now that they can't access the treatment or care that they need, because you can, no matter what. And that's a really important message that I hope everybody can spread.
The themes I've really heard you kind of stick with today are access, prevention, and lifelong care, not just for the patient, but for the whole family. And I think that's just such a wonderful look at just a fraction of what your team does for our community. And we're just so thankful for you and for Moncrief Cancer, and again, for your family's willingness to turn a hardship into a blessing for so many.
Thank you all so much for having me today. And I'm so honored, as I mentioned, to be on the board of the Moncrief Cancer Foundation that supports this institute. But I really cannot take any credit for anything. The credit all goes to the staff and the organization itself. We have so many wonderful people working there and running this institute and facility, and all in conjunction with UT Southwestern in Dallas, and experts beyond experts and everything that you could ever need. And we're just constantly thankful for all the support that the staff provides. One of the things that anyone can do is to give back and help the staff there with this mission. And if you'll please visit the Moncrief Cancer Facebook page, and if you think about or want to honor a loved one, you can do so by giving a gift in their honor, or recognize someone on the anniversary of their cancer remission, or a wonderful milestone, or honor someone that they have loved and possibly lost. There are a lot of ways to do that, and you can do it very easily now through the Facebook page. So that's very exciting. So please visit there and Instagram, and just follow everyone and support Moncrief any way you can. Thank you.
I want to thank you for coming on a podcast with me today. It was an unusual ask, but we're so grateful you joined us. I'm going to turn it back over to our marketing team to close us out.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Whitley Penn Talks. We encourage you to share and follow us and Moncrief on all the major social platforms, for Whitley Penn, especially on LinkedIn. For questions or to join us as a guest, please send us an email at marketing@whitleypenn.com. And we'll see you next time.